from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Former Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder now facing new state-level charges for his role in the House Bill 6 scandal. ONN's Colin Dorsey in Columbus reports.
Attorney General Dave Yost announcing that Householder has been indicted on 10 felony charges, including misuse of campaign money and ethics violations. He's already been found guilty of federal charges and is serving 20 years in prison for his role in the largest corruption scheme in Ohio history. All the charges are filed in Cuyahoga County, one count of theft in office, two counts of aggravated theft, one count of telecommunication fraud, another of money laundering, and five counts of tampering with records. All of those are felonies. I'm Colin Dorsey.
The Columbus woman accused of killing 5-year-old Darnell Taylor last month appeared before a judge yesterday. Pammy May is charged with aggravated murder, tampering with evidence, and abuse of a corpse. ONN's Tara Jabor has the story.
Pammy May's defense attorney, Sam Szymanski, told the court that she is competent to stand trial. He also told the court that he believes that they will do a plea of not guilty by insanity. Szymanski also told the court that he wants a private psych evaluation and asked the court for money to do that evaluation. On February 14th, an Amber Alert was issued for Darnell Taylor. Less than 2 days later, police found Pammy May in Cleveland, where she told police where the body of Darnell Taylor was. Police then found his body in a sewage drain on Marsdale Avenue. Reporting in downtown Columbus, Sarah Jabor.
A high school freshman was killed in a weekend crash that injured five others. ONN's Dave James.
The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that 14-year-old Laith Masri died at the scene of Saturday's crash in Middletown, south of Dayton in Butler County. Police report five people from the vehicle suffered various injuries, some life-threatening. All were taken to local hospitals. Four of the five were students in the Lakota local school district. The accident's still under investigation. Dave James, ONN News.
Yesterday in Akron, a man set himself on fire after he was confronted by police. More from ONN's Laura Queso in Cleveland.
The man was wanted in connection to a homicide case in Michigan. Akron police received alerts that his vehicle had been spotted on flock cameras nearby. Officers conducted a traffic stop and approached the car at gunpoint when the suspect, they say, set himself on fire. Officers were able to put out that fire and take the suspect into custody. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
I'm Laura Queso.
An explosion at a factory in Northwest Ohio that injured one person just over a week ago was accidental in nature. ONN's Jeff Smith in Toledo reports.
We're now learning new details about an explosion that caused a fire at Glycerin Traders in Defiance. This happened last Wednesday. According to a report, the explosion and subsequent fire was caused by an unknown vapor release, which then interacted with an undetermined ignition source in the area of the bulk storage tanks. The incident was ruled as accidental by the state fire marshal. I'm Jeff Smith.
The injured person was treated and released from a local hospital. A teen accused of stealing a puppy from a Petland store in Parma, outside of Cleveland 2 weeks ago, is now facing theft charges. ONN's Jay Crawford has more.
He is 18-year-old Marquise Williams. He's accused of walking out of the store in broad daylight with a 9-week-old English bulldog. It's valued at roughly $6,500. He reportedly sped away in a vehicle immediately after taking the dog. He was arrested last week. Police are continuing to look for the missing puppy. I'm Jay Crawford.
In Northwest Ohio's Bowling Green, residents can expect to see a drop in taxes collected for the new high school there. Here's ONN's Dan Cummins in Toledo.
The school district was able to get a lower interest rate for the $72.8 million bond levy that passed in November. The expected rate was 5.25%, but the district sold the bonds in February and secured an interest rate of closer to 4%. BG Superintendent Ted Hazelman says this will save taxpayers over $18 million over the 30-year levy. However, residents could soon see another funding request from the school district. And I'm Dan Cummins.
And the Ohio State men's basketball team is hoping for another win tonight in national invitation tournament play. Over the weekend, they beat Virginia Tech 81-73. Tonight, they'll host Georgia in the quarterfinals of the NIT. Head coach Jake Diebler.
We certainly welcome the opportunity to be in the shot, and you know, thankful we get to do that one more time. I think our guys are really focused on what we have going on right now, and they want to get out there and win.
Tip-off is at 7 tonight at the shot. Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WTOL in Toledo, and WKYC in Cleveland, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.